I read about this on the U.S. Embassy website. What I read, there are no specifics. Number one, it says, I receive money from ministries of government to provide intelligence. And you know, Jill Butcher, I am not an intelligence arm of government. I am not responsible for the provision of intelligence to the government, to the embassy or the Treasury Department, to say I receive money from ministries to provide intelligence for government. It is shocking.
But you serve on the Intelligence Committee of the Liberian Senate, is that correct?
Yeah, but James, the Intelligence Committee of the Liberian Senate does not receive finance. The Liberian Senate does not provide finance for that committee. It's just a committee that has oversight. It does not receive any budgetary allocation from anybody to carry out its functions.
Let me ask you, Senator, because one of the other issues in the sanctions is that you have been selling votes in numerous Liberian presidential elections. Have you?
No, James Butte, it is laughable. Today, while preaching, I was able to show, to exhibit to the congregation, a copy of the MOU that President Weah and I signed. We put in the MOU jobs for my citizens, for my party people, name my country, scholarship, roads, electricity, and so forth. So all the while we put in the MOU, President Weah is doing them now. Together, NEMA is doing road construction. Together, NEMA is doing electricity. So there is no way somebody can sell votes. I must tell you this, Jimmy. Politics is interest. I ran for president. 2017, I did not win. Before I could support Mr. Weah, we entered into an MOU. The man who drafted the MOU is Councillor Gibson, who is currently Minister of Labor. And from my side, Minister Zio Mensa was also a lawyer. I joined them to draft the agreement we started. So nobody can sell votes. What you do is you enter into agreement, look, I'm going to support you. But for my support, these are the dividends I need. Jobs for my people, remember my party, I need electricity, I need, you know, all of the incentives that will benefit my people. And all that was enshrined in a document we call MOU between the CDC and the MDR. I have a copy.
But, Senator, isn't that MOU pay-to-play? Can it be equated to pay-to-play?
Well, that's a strange language. I just heard pay-to-play. Pay-to-play what? If I ran for president and I didn't win, I have the right to support who I want to support. I have the right to receive democratic dividends for my people.
You have repeatedly referred to yourself as a kingmaker, and this comes out every time there's an election. What exactly did you mean when you say you are a kingmaker?
I have never referred to myself as a kingmaker. I supported Madame Celine, she won. I supported George Weah, he won. Madame Celine won twice to my support. The people of my country, Jimmy, they love me so much, and wherever I turn, they give me maximum support for the presidency when I was running. When I didn't make it, I said to them, let's support Madame Celine. And they did. In this country, I am referred to my people as a reliance. Somebody they rely on, somebody they depend on, somebody they trust. So when I say, let's support George Weah, they did. Doesn't mean I'm selling votes. What the evidence?
Senator Johnson, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's always my happiness to talk with you. God bless you.